Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
The sports
Tusher. I can't believe he did that.
Rich.
I didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
This what y'all wanted for 98 miles? All right, man, you got it. Hey, but listen, man, I'm only give y'all a little bit, you know what I mean? Check me out. Let me give off the 98.5. You could have done better behind the wise guy. Touch and Rich will give you good sports, but your hip game suck and you ugly as f***. Touch a look like Al Bundy on crack, while Rich look like you been banged from the back. I got a new name for you. I bet you like that. It's the little Sloan Pack. Can you imitate that? Ha ha. I bet you like that. Strip club on the way. Wall dick, where you at? 898 miles, man. Y'all sure y'all want me to do this, man?
What about Tony Mack?
Let me get something straight. Tony, I heard you was gay.
We're trans next.
That can't be so. Mark Debuchin is the one that told me so. Ha ha.
Mike Felger.
On the pretty ass Scott. I heard you was Tom Dick Jackie. Tell me now. Tell me now. Ha ha. I got a couple more people I could get, man. But you know what I mean? I'm going to leave it at this. I did this for y'all. All right? Wall Dick, where you at? Check me out.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Our friend Brandon Merriweather is brought to you this morning by DN Van Lines. DN Van Lines is the moving company who knows your playbook, audibles around your schedule, and does their job. An approved mover of the DOD, 851 mover, dnvanlines.com. Mr. Merriweather, hello.
What's up, homie? What's up?
Oh, baby. You know it. Just going around. Smelling fingers. All right.
What's Rich's reason for missing work today?
Okay, Rich is he's got a minor thing happening at home. It's nothing that is that big a deal. But it's it's either one of us or the other one.
I'm with you. I see that.
Yeah, it's a job that you don't really have to show up to. I missed last Thursday. Listen,
it's true.
It's very early in the morning, Brandon. All right, so we have someone in studio here, Joe Murray, who says that he was a phenomenal athlete in high school. Brandon, when you were in high school...
Sound like lies to me.
What's that?
I said it sounded like lies to me, but go ahead.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it didn't get a scholarship. I mean, like, a couple of small scholarships, but didn't get into the school. So I was nothing
academics?
Like Brandon Merriweather.
Right? Okay, so you didn't get in for academic reasons?
Yes, academic reasons.
All right, so you were offered scholarships, but you could not fulfill it academically. You know that Brandon Merriweather is the child of two teachers, so mm-hmm. academics was the foremost in his home. But, Brandon, when you were in high school, how were the athletes treated? Because I'm not positive nowadays that women are as concerned about a man playing football as they were back when you were in high school. You're a younger man than me. But how big of a deal was it? Football when you were growing up?
I live in Florida, so you know football is a very big deal. You know what I mean? Like, kids and Pop Warner getting treated, you know, like they made it already. So, you know, it's kind of a big deal here.
Now, how much pressure were on kids in Pop Warner? I mean, were people like gambling on the games and stuff?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's Florida, man. It's like, so, like, Florida, Texas, you know, when you got places like that that supposedly breed athletes, you know, you can't help but let people bet on the game. They're going to do it anyway.
What age were you when you were first approached about not just gambling, but, like, college and that kind of stuff?
What age was I when I first was approached by college?
Yeah.
I was in the seventh grade.
Wow.
Wow.
What position were you, offense, defense? It was a defense?
At that time, I played a little bit of everything. I played corner. I played safety. I played running back. And I played receiver. But I played against, at the time, I think it was UCF head coach. I played against his son. And it was just one of them games where, like, I scored maybe 4 or 5 touchdowns that game. And every time, you know, I touched the ball, I was scoring. So after the game, he came and approached me. He was like, look, you know, I'm going to have my people look you up. And I'm letting you know now, as soon as you're able, you got a full ride scholarship to UCF. Like, long as you keep your grades right.
Now, had you even hit puberty yet?
Hey, man, hey, somebody hit puberty a little earlier than others.
I'm not judging you as a man. I'm just saying that.
That's really early.
That's like seventh grade. There's kids that haven't even hit puberty yet. Yeah. Like, that's like a lot of.
You were 13, right?
No, you're 12.
Yeah, I was 12.
12. Yeah, he's 12 years old. I mean, there's plenty of kids who hasn't hit puberty by 12, or they're just hitting it. Were there guys that you played with that, like, at that level or, like, early in high school that people thought were going to be great that ended up just, declining in skill?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We had some guys on our team that, I never was the best player on the team, though, you know? You know, I might have been the one that had had it all, like, as in the football smarts and athletics. I might have been the only one, but I never was the most athletic one on the team. It was always, you know, somebody that even I would have picked before me. So, you know, I was just always the one that was smarter than everybody else on the field.
Yeah, like Jim Harbaugh just signed a kid who was in seventh grade.
Well, Jim Harbaugh is full of crap.
Alabama's got a kid named Oates.
Yeah, he does that for publicity stunts.
Actually, you would talk about head coaches. Did you see in the news earlier this week that it looks like Deion Sanders is a candidate to become the next head coach at Florida State? What do you think about that?
Man, I think that's a perfect idea for Florida State. Because you got to think, right? If Deion Sanders could just get good coordinators, he really don't have to coach as much. You know what I mean? Like, because kids going to come just because Deion is there. Like, I know if I was in high school and Deion was the head coach, I definitely would have been like, man, I'm going to go learn from prime time, especially if I'm playing, like, DB or receiver. Like, I'm definitely, who wouldn't want to learn from the best to ever do it, you know? So I think if Florida State could get Deion to come, I would absolutely do it.
Is Deion Sanders the worst athlete rapper of all time?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Deion trash at rapping.
Yeah.
His rap skills is trash.
Yeah, when it was Must Be the Money, and he was like, yeah.
Hey, I can't lie, though. That song was very catchy, though. That song was very catchy.
Grab Must Be the Money. And I gotta see if Brandon's telling the truth here. It Must Be the Money was cash. It was catchy.
You never heard the song?
No, we heard
the
song.
I lived in Atlanta.
It was awful.
I know the song. You couldn't get away from it. But
so was that song not catchy?
Must be. No, there's nothing about it that's catchy.
Yes, it was, man. It was like the whole time you heard the song, you was like, Must Be the Money.
Yeah, that was the jam.
And the whole time you see it, just by you thinking about it, you can see how Deion was all flashy and stuff with his Jerry curl the whole time you're thinking.
Did you play this on a date?
Hang on a second. How crazy is it that Deion at Florida State could cut his jersey and wear, like, chains while he played?
Yeah, that would have been, you know, it's crazy. I actually think Deion would have did it.
Yeah, I mean, Deion, they let him do whatever the hell he wanted to do. So he'd probably be fun to play for. I mean, if you're in Florida State, yeah, so he's not going to, like, you know, put a bunch of rules down. Yeah, that would be fun. All right, you got it?
I know if they actually get Deion, though, like, the state of Florida, I'm just telling you, all the athletes who, a bunch of them going to Florida State. So Dad had a talent to compete with anybody. I hope he could drop his pride and feel like he ain't got to make calls, play calls and stuff, and let the people who know what they're doing do it.
Nick, when someone like Deion Sanders is broadcasting, do you have more respect for him than someone just
like Waldick?
Yeah, like Waldick. Like when you see someone like Waldick, who obviously, do you know he was in the high school band?
Yeah.
No, I ain't know Waldick. You know what? I could see it, though.
First clarinet, Brandon.
I believe you, Waldick. I believe you. You know, some people ain't got the talent to be on the field, so you got to get on that some way, so you figure the band.
Oh, I was on the field. It was just halftime, that's all.
Yeah, at least you weren't a cheerleader, so, you know, I'm with you.
All right, did Brandon, were you friends with people that were in the marching band? No,
you know, that's crazy. A no.
I really don't think so. I really don't think so.
Maybe you should have tried.
Were you like captain of the team? And like, did girls like the captains of the team or the best athletes at your school?
Yeah, of course, man. Who don't like the captain of the team?
Does it still happen nowadays? I mean, times have changed.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out if it still happens.
Yeah, it still happens. Because 9 times out of 10, the captain of the team is the best player on the team in high school.
Well, we know that Brandon had sex with a teacher in college. I mean, we know that for a fact.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
What are you worried about?
Leave my past in the past, man.
You're the one who told us.
Yeah, well, technically, you asked and I just answered honestly. That's what happened.
Right. Okay. When you...
You ask me, I'm going to answer, you know. Okay. I'm going
to ask you one question. When you were, what's the biggest age difference in terms of the woman being older and you in a sexual experience?
22 years.
Okay, so 22 years. So I imagine it wasn't a 65-year-old.
No, it was, I was 16, she was 38.
38?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Wow. How'd you meet her?
It was one of my auntie's friends.
Look at you.
It's like something out of a stud, man. I was a stud.
That's something like out of a Two Live Crew song.
I was a stud, man. What you want me to do? I was a stud. Oh, I was that guy.
You were that guy. All right. That must be the money. Because I have... All right. By the way, this holds up pretty good. Come on.
Do you still rock Gators?
No, man. Don't nobody rock none of that no more, man.
Look at it say. It's Gators on my soul. It holds up beautifully. All right. One football question. I am a big fan of Lamar Jackson, and I think that he has the ability to be more of a pocket passer as time goes by. Do you fear him getting hurt? Is his style of play, do you think he could change his style of play if he had to, and are you worried about him getting hurt?
No, I'm not worried about him getting hurt. Honestly, I don't think he needs to change his style of play. Do I think he will win it in the AFC? No. But I do think if he could get the chips to fall perfectly, like if they could get away from playing like the Patriots in the playoffs and get away from playing like, you know, the like teams that could neutralize him, I think I think they have a great chance of making it. But no, I think he's great for football. I think he's Michael Vick times two. Mm. I think exactly what he is. I think you need to stay.
Okay. Do you think that that's like how it's going to be now? Because if you look at these spread offenses in college, a lot of these guys are, you know, quick and not afraid to run. Do you see that kind of as the future of the position in the NFL?
No. You still have to have, you know, your Andrew Luck and your Tom Brady's and stuff. You know, you got to have that. Because the only way you could, you know, everybody ain't going to be a Lamar Jackson that could take a hit and keep it moving.
Right.
You know, you're going to have people like RG3 who get hit and, you know, their whole game plan change. You know, that like it's going to be them people. So you got to have that pocket passer. You know, everybody want, you know, somebody like, you know, Tom Brady. Like if you had to pick, you'll pick Tom Brady over Lamar Jackson, and it's still going to be that. So if you get a chance to get a great pocket passer, then or a true athlete like, you know, what? Like Lamar, I think you'll pick Tom Brady.
What do you think of Baker Mayfield?
I think he in a sophomore slump, you know, like every other quarterback that came out. Some people have it in their first year, some have it in their second, some have it in their third. You know, just I think he's in a slump right now. I think he'll get out eventually. I think he's going to be Brett Favre.
Oh, well, there you have it.
Y'all do realize Brett Favre was trash his first couple years out too, right?
Yeah, and he was trash in college a little bit, yes.
Right, so, but I think Baker, he's getting humbled right now. You know, and next year I think he'll have a little, since people don't humble him so much, he'll come in with a different attitude, and hey, he'll be a lot more.
Hey, Brandon, who's the best safety in football, in your opinion?
The best safety in football, I think it's to me personally, I think it's Landon Collins. I think he's the best safety in football right now. But at the same time, I think Earl Thomas is what he's doing for Baltimore is, you know, unspeakable. So I have to put them as 1A and 1B.
What do you think about Jamal Adams? We've talked about him a lot on the show.
I think Jamal Adams is a great player. But the best safety in football, I won't put him there yet. I think he make a lot of plays, and he do a lot of, like, the play yesterday when he just took the ball from what's name like yeah. that. That's, that was yeah. a great yeah. play. Yeah. You know what I mean? But how many of them plays do he make a year?
I haven't
seen enough of him yet to classify him as one of the best.
Yeah, he certainly acts like he's the best. He's not afraid to tell everyone that he is. All right.
I'm telling you. Hey, man, y'all figured out what game I'm coming up to yet, man.
Our program director is dealing with your management. And so this is, I mean, we're thinking about during the playoffs, but I think there's some negotiating going on.
Y'all need me to do the negotiating, man.
If you want to negotiate personally with our program director, that would probably be good. But your management team is.
Yeah, I let him handle all that, man. I don't do all that. He just asked me to go somewhere, and I tell him, yeah, no.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully that they can get this together, because I have a feeling, and it has been pitched here in meetings. I know that for a fact. It's on the process of happening.
Good.
All right.
Man, I'm going to go set up a GoFundMe account, man. Tell all the fans to go. We'll let everybody else pay for it.
All right. Yeah, you, easy. You set up a GoFundMe.
Sure.
And, you know, we could auction off John's his clarinet.
Hey, man. Hey, y'all know what? I mean, listen, I got a Christmas event for the kids. Y'all, I'm counting on Fred, Rich, Waldick, all y'all to donate to it, man.
I'll donate to it.
Sure.
All right, I got y'all. I'm going to put y'all on the list, to, you know what I mean, to donate to it.
Hey, it must be the money, baby. I'll do it. I'll do whatever I got to do.
Venmo on
all right,
Swole.
All right. I appreciate it.
All right, Brandon, we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
There you go.
This is awful. just awful.
I mean, what? He was baseball, football, commercials. He had to do music, right?
Well, how about Ken Griffey Jr. with a rap album?
Mm-hmm.
Produced by Kid Sensation of the Swass Crew.
I didn't know that.
No.
He couldn't even get Sir Mix-a-Lot. He had to get...
So I won't lie.
Seattle, you figure you'd get Sir Mix-a-Lot, no problem.
He got a Kid Sensation.
I had the Shaq Diesel album, and I could, like, literally rap two whole songs.
The Fushnickens?
With Fushnickens, yep. You know, I got skills, man, was, like, huge.
The Fushnickens... Shaq, and then the one song on the Judgment Night soundtrack.
Oh, yes.
I don't think anything else exists of the Fushnickens.
Yeah.
They were just like, hey, we're fat.
Judgment Night was awesome. I love that.
Well, the Judgment Night was awesome. Unfortunately, it led to a bunch of crap.
Yeah. Onyx, right? From there.
Onyx, you had De La Soul. Yeah. You had Faith No More. You had a lot of stuff. All right. We will be right back. Around the
NFL. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.
Sports Hub.
Tusher. I can't believe he did that.
Rich.
Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
This what y'all wanted for 98 miles. Alright, man. You got it. Hey, well, listen, man. I'm only giving y'all a little bit. You know what I mean? Check me out. Let me give off the 98.5. You could have done better behind the wise guy. Touch and Rich will give you good sports, but your hip game suck and you ugly as f***. Touch a look like Al Bundy on crack, while Rich look like you been banged from the back. I got a new name for ya, bet you like that. It's the Lil Sloan Pack. Can you imitate that? Ha ha. I bet you like that. Strip club on the way. Wall dick, where ya at? 898 in my house, man. Y'all sure y'all want me to do this, man?
What about Tony Mads?
Let me get something straight. Tony, I heard you was gay.
Word trans next.
That can't be so. Mark Debuchin is the one that told me so. Ha ha.
Mike Felger.
On the pretty ass Scott, I heard you was...
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Boston's home for sports. The Sports Hub.
We'll be right back.
985, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I was looking for... There was one Dr. Pepper left when I got here this morning.
Yep.
And it was gone.
Oh,
see,
no.
I thought you had taken advantage of the fact that there is no one in the office to adjourn yourself to the downstairs bathroom. I mean, I know you were looking forward to it.
No, I had to talk to my son.
Right.
Who is still freaking out.
Why? Because he has to go to this clinic. Okay.
He doesn't have to go. He wanted to go.
And now, the day of, there's an argument about whether or not he should.
Because he has this leaf business that's taken over.
So what I give Fred credit for is, like, if I had to run up those stairs and host the show, I would need a few seconds with my, you know, my breath.
Yeah, well,
it's not like a Fatty McGee situation or anything.
I'm just happy you stood up during the break.
I did. I walked
there
around.
There was no alarm. Do we have the alarm?
Joe Murray got up.
He got up. He stood up. He walked outside.
He did. I said hello to some sales
people. He made it. He made it about 5 feet away from the door and then came back in.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah. We
don't have the alarm during the break. But if you're just joining us, Joe Murray stood up once in the 4 hours. You never see that happen.
That's the one thing. Well, like when I sit in this seat, I just sit here, but I make sure I have to do everything. Sometimes you have to remind me, but I am just sitting here. I'm not like Bird. I don't walk around.
Bird,
I'm not throwing those guys under the table.
Bird's everywhere. No,
and then Bird also has to touch the buttons on the elevator.
That's a thing.
Or
yeah.
he can't move.
But you know where I am at all times on the show.
When you spent 12 hours watching college football, over 12 hours, if you went.
Yes.
If you watched them. I love how you love Hawaii because you feel
my wife's Hawaiian. So.
No, I know, because you think you have an in.
Well, yeah.
But how many times have you had to guess you got up during that time?
Five.
In 12 hours?
Probably six, maybe.
And what was the average time of you being on your feet?
I got up at 11 and looked at betting lines all day and started texting out betting lines.
You got up at 11, Fred.
And then, I went out the night before.
Of course. Drinks, right. You know.
Right.
But yeah, I got up. I got some calzones and had those for lunch. And then the 3:30 game started and I, got up and got excited for LSU. I had money on LSU, won outright.
So. Yeah.
Cha-ching
on I think that I had LSU as well.
That's correct.
All right. Do we have around the NFL the imaging, or did you already play it?
Around.
You play to win the game.
The NFL.
Over his hands.
In 15 minutes, give or take.
Unicorns, show ponies, where's the beef?
All right. It's around the NFL, ladies and gentlemen. And that is brought to you by Drs. Matthew Lopresti and Robert Leonard, the hair doctors of Stephen Gostkowski. Give him a call at 1-800-GET-HAIR. It was the Battle of New York. who is going to reign king? Daniel Jones or Sam Darnold? So many people written off young Sammy D. But how about a little trickery? Sam Darnold under center reads the line, changes the play, fakes to Le'Veon Bell, and this happens.
Shotgun for Darnold. Bell to his right. Third down and six. The Giant 23. Darnold takes the snap. Four-man rush. Looks left under pressure. Bullets one over the middle. And he's got Crowder at the 10. Cuts it back at the 5. Goal line. Touchdown. Sam Darnold did it again. He was under pressure again. He delivered a strike again. What a drive by Darnold. Crowder pays it off. And the Jets have an early 2-touchdown lead.
Jesus. He's trying like hell to sell it. Hey. I mean, again! He was fantastic again!
Well, here's why he was fantastic the first time. Young man, not afraid to throw to a slot receiver. Danny boy, we got that.
Le'Veon Bell to the right of Darnold in the shotgun. Second and goal at the 2. Hand off Le'Veon Bell. No, it's a keeper. Sam Darnold. A little zone read. He's at the goal line and into the end zone for a touchdown. Oh, what a great fake by Sam Darnold.
That was the one we just played, right?
No, it's a different one.
Okay, that was the... that was 2 yards out. All right, and as you heard Brandon Merriweather say, Jamal Adams it makes this tremendous play.
Jamal Adams takes the ball away! He's going to run right and score! Jamal Adams to the 5 is into the end zone for a touchdown! Jamal Adams on a blitz simply snatches the ball away from Daniel Jones and runs it back for a Jet defensive touchdown.
And Sam Darnold, the kid, sticks and stones being thrown his way. By the way, Le'Veon Bell, 18 carries, 34 yards.
That's yeah. One touchdown.
Yeah, I mean,
By the way,
they don't know how to use him at all.
Jamal Adams, for as much as we talked about him, he was a monster yesterday.
That was a great
He played
play.
A great game.
That was the first great game he's played.
I mean, two sacks. He had that fumble return for a score. He had a big day. Led the Jets in tackles.
Just to throw this in there, Daniel Jones last week fumbled the ball in the last play of the game for Dallas to get the over in that game. The guy has to hold on to the football. But I do give Adams credit. Like, he ripped that thing out like a Teddy Bruschi did against Edgerrin James years ago. Like, yep. That was a phenomenal play.
You know, there was Broadway Joe, but there's Intergalactic Sam. Sam Darnold after the game.
We need every win from now on. We still got a chance. I mean, you know, if we got on a roll here and we went out, we got a chance at the playoffs. So guys in this locker room know this. They know that, and, you know, we're really excited to, you know, continue to get back to work.
Yeah, 9-7. You're in, baby.
Yeah, they're 2-7 now. How are you feeling?
About them making the playoffs?
Yeah, yeah.
100%.
Okay.
What could possibly go wrong? All right. Other games existed yesterday. Unfortunately, they were not nearly as exciting. As the kid dusted himself off and coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Like a phoenix rising from the ashes. But the best football play of the season happened yesterday. And I truly believe that. We'll discuss that. Here are the headlines.
Tucker and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC. Situations.
Toucher and Rich.
You like poking them?
We don't talk about things like that in here.
Oh, we do.
Toucher.
Screw. I'm now I'm getting nervous.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Around.
You play to win the game.
The NFL.
Over his hands.
In 15 minutes, give or take.
Unicorns, show ponies, where's the beef?
Nanny at 5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and how fortunate that we have one of the Bankroll Boys in studio as we go through the action that happened yesterday in the NFL. A lot of things beneficial to the New England Patriots. This one wasn't. I stand by this being the best play of the NFL season so far as the Ravens destroy the Bengals 49-13. This is Lamar Jackson, 47-yard run.
Jackson will keep it on the read option. He's got it at the 40, 35, spins at the 30. He's got room, 20. Lamar Jackson, 10, 5, touchdown Ravens! Lamar Jackson with the spin, the sprint, and the score!
I mean, that's Michael Vick in 2004, that play. I mean, this is unbelievable.
See, you give me one-handed catches, la 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 la. You get a guy that takes off and can spin and miss tackles like that and just outrace everyone. I'm saying that's the play of the year.
The play-by-play guy undersold it. I agree with you. That was a great run, and the play-by-play guy like, oh, this happens all the time.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't happen all the time. That was a great run.
Maybe he's like Len Dawson, who had like 85 gin and tonics while he was broadcasting
that's right.
games.
That's right.
Have you ever seen the pictures of Len Dawson on the sidelines when he was playing for the Chiefs smoking?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, apparently, Bubby Brister, who, you know, obviously is New Orleans royalty, who I saw play, by the way, one time against when he was with the Steelers. He was at the Super Bowl, like, interviewing thing. And if I put a match in front of his mouth, I could have blown the place up. I mean, that guy had, like, grain alcohol happening. But apparently Len Dawson used to get into the booth and he would just crush gin tonics until the cows came home.
Awesome.
All right. Well, when you're outplayed by Josh Allen, you're lucky that your team won. Another nice victory if you're a Patriots fan with the Browns 19 to 16. Here is Mayfield doing something that anyone could do.
From the Buffalo 7 on second down. He's back. He settles. He's throwing. End zone. Touchdown. It's Rashard Higgins. Higgins was wide open, and Mayfield floated it right in there.
This is what the play-by-play guy for Baltimore should have sounded like.
Yeah, Mayfield hit a guy wide open with a wounded duck.
Good for him. I mean, I want the Baltimore play-by-play guy to listen to the Cleveland guy.
Yeah, Josh Allen outplayed Baker Mayfield yesterday, which is really saying something. That was a horrible game. All right. Could Pittsburgh make the playoffs? That is the question. As Pittsburgh, backup quarterback, everything going wrong, take on the explosive Rams. What's going to happen?
30 seconds left. Steelers lead is 17-12. The Rams with the ball. First and 15 from their 42. Shotgun snap. Back is gone. He has time. He throws the ball down the field. Intercepted. Minka has it. And that's your ball game. Minka Fitzpatrick with his fifth Oski of the year. And that Tip seals the deal.
Yes, Minka Fitzpatrick, a trade deadline acquisition, first round pick. People were
all over him for making that deal. Why would you do that? You're not going to the playoffs. Season ended today. Pittsburgh is in as the last wild card.
Yep.
All the problems they had first month of the season, Mason Rudolph is the quarterback. That defense has carried them. They look great.
If you're Roethlisberger, do you retire?
Yeah, no. So Tom Brady can go be the quarterback.
Well, he just signed a new deal, so they can trade him. He can get paid somewhere. But, I mean, I don't know. Dallas with that offensive line and Roethlisberger, that'd be a nice place for him. I don't know if Rudolph's the answer.
No, he's not, but just saying from Roethlisberger's perspective.
No, he tried. Remember, he got upset a couple of years ago that they even drafted Rudolph. So.
Yeah, well, he loves that. He loves because he's overweight and doesn't try. Yeah. He loves, throwing a little fit.
But I see him on the sidelines. Like, he's helping. I don't know if he's, part of the game plan or anything, but he's there. Remember when Tom Brady got hurt? They sent him home. He was nowhere near.
Yeah.
So maybe he's trying to be a part of that. You know?
Yeah. Well, some people have class and other people don't. I mean, when you think of Roethlisberger, you think straight class. Listen, Miami, not good if you're a Dolphin fan. Adam Vinatieri has a chance to make something happen, and unfortunately, this has been a pattern all season.
It was never in the question before, so that was a nasty rumor. You know, that's a decision for other people.
All right, he's obviously asking if he should retire.
He almost retired earlier in the season. Ursay had to talk him out of it.
Right.
Or Gregson, whoever.
Yeah, according to Bet Online, they have a betting prop. Will Adam Vinatieri retire minus 300 no in season?
Yeah, so Miami beats the Colts 16-12.
And drops themselves to the fifth overall pick in the draft.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. They're gonna end up with some safety.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not for nothing. Did you watch Tua this weekend? I know he threw for 350 yards, but I think he sucks. Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, Alabama. I mean, the kid from Ohio State that suspended is supposed to be far and away.
He's great.
Well, having said all of that, that kid Burrow made himself a top 10 selection.
Burrow
was
right
unbelievably good against Alabama.
Because you did not hear his name.
Nope.
For 2 years.
Well, he went to Ohio State, had to sit out a year, went to LSU, and he wasn't good. He actually was after Danny Etling.
Yes, that's right.
Fromm's still good. Jacob Eason's still good. So
you like Fromm as a pro?
I do, yeah. I mean, he's been a starter for 3 years. He's played the national championship games. Yeah.
Eason, too? Really?
Yeah.
I don't know about Jacob Eason.
He reminds me of Pennington Fromm.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Nothing, but I don't know if I'd use a...
I mean, he's definitely a first-round pick.
Yeah, but I wouldn't use a high first-round pick on him.
Well, I mean, if you're the Bengals... I don't know.
If you're the Bengals, you could take Tom Brady and still lose.
True.
What are they going to do? All right. The Green Bay Packers are good, and they continue to be yesterday.
Rodgers shotgun. He's got Jones to his right. The snap. The give. Jones up the middle. Cuts it back. He's to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown. 13 yards.
shot of Maker's Mark would do for your Miller Lite, taking it to another level. Goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, we need more broadcasters like that.
If they have Maker's Mark and Miller Lite as sponsors, yeah, and you can just throw them in like that, that's a man that it might be enjoying a Maker's Mark and a Miller Lite while he's speaking.
Yes.
And he's just looking in front of him like, I love lamp.
Yep.
All right, where does Cam Newton play next year? Oof.
That is the question on the table. I don't know. Can Carolina really bring him back, considering how good Kyle Allen has been? He's not a Pro Bowler, but he's shown he can do the job.
I'll go out on a limb and say the Bears. I think they'll move on from Mitch Trubisky, but I just feel like maybe they could protect him there. I don't know. I definitely think NFC, though. Yeah, I mean, would he go to Washington and try to? I don't know. I don't think anyone's going to Washington.
Yeah, why? I mean, if I had my druthers.
Yeah, but they're going to trade him. That's the thing.
No, they're going to trade him.
Yeah.
He could make things very difficult, though. If you want to send him some
Dolphins would be interesting.
But aren't they too young? Do you want a guy who's that old?
It's true.
Yeah, banged up.
You want a guy you can build with. Yeah. Cam Newton's there for a paycheck.
Right. All right. You got to Tampa Bay in Arizona. Everyone's talking about it. And there was a 69-yard TD pass play. Here you go.
Murray pumps right, back to pass, fires deep. Far sideline receivers there. It's caught at the 30, at the 20, at the 10, the 5, touchdown. Christian Kirk again runs by the defender, and it's a 69-yard touchdown pass by Kyler Murray, and the Cardinals can tie the game with an extra point.
Yeah, 69 also a sexual position.
Right.
Kyler Murray is running around out there in anonymity, and...
Yeah, Jameis Winston, though, 358 yards yesterday. They win.
Okay.
I don't know where he plays.
Remember Cliff Kingsbury was going to go to Arizona, and, you know, with Kyler Murray, they were going to change the face of the National Football League with their offense?
I think they're better than their record.
They're middle of the pack. Yeah. Congratulations. They've gone from bottom five to middle of the pack.
All right. We'll be back. We'll finish up around the NFL.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Hey everyone, it's Felga here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new Business Hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
Why you waking me up now?
It's TNR on 98.5 The Sports
Hub. I had no idea they could do that.
Well, there you go.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Toucher and Rich.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. 2 games we have not talked about. One, don't make fun of the nerd because they'll come back and bite you. Vikings 28-24 over the Cowboys. Here's how things ended.
Prescott backpedals. Pressure comes. Steps away. Cox and fires. Aiming for the end zone. Bodies everywhere. Ball tipped around, and that ball's intercepted. Picked off in the end zone by Jayron Kearse. His first NFL interception ends the ball game and gives Minnesota a giant road win. 28-24 the final. The Vikings are now 7-3.
Cox and Fires would be a great band name. You could design your own album cover if you wanted to. And most important game probably yesterday for fans of your New England Patriots was Kansas City and the Titans. The annoying mustache on Vrabel or whatever the hell his name is.
Mike Vrabel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kansas City Here is what happened, one of the big plays of the game.
This would be a 52-yard attempt for Butker to try to tie it. A 52-yard attempt, 3 seconds to go in regulation. 52-yard attempt to try to tie it. Winchester, snap. Kick's blocked! It's blocked by the Titans! And they run the other way, and the Titans will win 35-32.
And now you go, there you go. You have the Titans in 6-4.
Controversy on that play. The player that got called up, Kalu, I believe his name was, he was actually behind the neutral zone and moved before the ball was snapped. But when they did the replay, because he moved before, he was still behind the neutral zone and blocked the field goal. And after the game, they tried to say that he was offside. Was not whatsoever. They reviewed it, and I saw it. I watched it. I thought the same thing. I thought he moved. Nope, was behind the neutral zone.
It's a miracle for them. Tennessee did just enough. I mean, if you watch Patrick Mahomes play, he raced the team up. He threw for over 400 yards, 3 touchdowns. He looked just like he normally does. But Tennessee held Kansas City to field goals. Mm-hmm. And like has been the case all year long with every kicker, Harrison Butker struggled the entire game. He had a kick blocked, and the game was over. Tennessee's a half a game out of a playoff spot. And Ryan Tannehill has been good. The guy you liked, and then you hopped off the Tannehill train, and here he is leading Tennessee back.
Yeah, he's had three or four good games.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Henry's running. Yep. They beat the Patriots last year, so two huge wins for the Titans. I still don't think they make the playoffs.
All right. Now, you got up. Now, if you're just joining us, Joe Murray in a chair for over 12 hours on Saturday.
Correct.
You did not have that opportunity yesterday.
No. I was at a child's birthday party.
No, did they not have a TV on?
I did not. Nope.
Do you have?
I have
a Sunday
ways to
ticket?
Watch. I just didn't prefer. I just did the right thing.
Do you have a Sunday ticket?
I have it on my phone.
So do I.
Yeah, you have many illegal.
That's
streams
one well. Of the best apps ever.
How do you find these illegal streams?
I can tell you right now if you want. Well, I won't tell you on the air, but
now you get the movies.
Yes, I can get everything.
Okay. Nice. I need that,
I
too.
I got AEW wrestling the other night. Texting with Chase, too.
Do you got the Joker?
I can't get that now. No, but I used to get bootlegs at the bar when I grew up in the city.
Yeah.
So I used to be able to go to a bar, and they'd pass out $5 bootlegs. Yeah. Actually, it was four DVDs for $20.
I had a site.
I know a bar like that.
I had a site that I used for like 6 months. And the only one that was annoying, and I didn't want to really see it, was when the Star Wars came out, and it was just a dude with a video camera, and it was kind of like...
Oh, like in that Seinfeld?
Yeah, it was kind of like trippy. Ball. I didn't like it.
Yep.
All right, something happened on an airplane the other day, and we have an expert, a virgin, and someone who this has happened to before. We will discuss it and take your phone calls. No commercials here, just the headline.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's tough to sit there and hold your tongue.
Ooh. Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.